show.
That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks. This ought to be fun. 2A, things I do not want to see in the blue and gold game edition of the Always Irish Show. Everybody does what to look for, what you want to see. I'm doing one called Here's the Things I Don't Want. As always, thank you for being here. You can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Johnny out as well. Notifications on. You know why. That way you alerted every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter. Search for Always Irish or at Always Irish Inc. Emails alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want it. You can get it. If you don't want to see my face, I certainly don't blame you. Cullen lines. You know them. 312-988-15. You dialed up. Tell Yanni boy all you heard and seen. All right. This is fun. It's like talking about my worst case scenario come true. Let's go over what I don't want to see in the blue and gold game. And this just comes from years of sitting through lame blue and gold games where you knew we had no chance to be good and whatever quarterback was out there, even the number one, is nowhere near good enough. Like, spare me. Spare me. This is also, 30 years of blue and gold hype of what's going to be come fall, and then fall happens and it looks nothing like it. It's very, very tricky and tough to decipher the realities of spring ball. There's so much nuance. There's so many subtleties. You know, who's running with the ones and the twos? And we're judging the quarterbacks, but they can't really get hit. It's just, and then half of them are injured, whatever it is, man. It's really hard to know the exact practical realities of where this is all at sometimes. But I know damn well there's some things I don't want to see. Number one, more injuries. More injuries. Like, you could say, man, Notre Dame's had a pretty good spring, got a lot of work done, you know, running around, this or that, defense going to be good again, whatever. Bro, on the other hand, you could argue, man, not really good. The most important player in the spring that needed to get reps, Riley Leonard. He's doing scooter tricks, bro. So, injuries. Then, your number one pass catcher last year, most reliable guy, Mitch Evans, out of sight, out of mind, injured. Not even in the mix. Morrison, out. Recovery timeline. Getting too close to August camp for my comfort. So, Not ideal. No more big injuries, man. A little minor thing takes a month to heal. Go for it. It'll be the middle of May or June, but like nothing major, please. So number two, what I don't want to see is the quarterback struggling beyond what I consider to be a reasonably acceptable amount. There's some nuance in there. I don't want to see the quarterback struggle beyond what I consider a reasonable amount. Meaning, you know, the defense is in year three and they're very, very good. And you have limited teams divided up, whatever it is, like Notre Dame's defense front's good. I know all that. I'm building in some nuance for all that. I don't want to see him struggle beyond what I think should be a normal struggle. And I don't even know how to properly define it, but I'll know it when I see it. I expect the defense to win most of these matchups, like big picture over the course of the blue and gold game. I expect the defense to win the day or whatever. But it just can't look awful. Hold to that offense. Hold your own. do enough to get some rhythm and get some things going here. I need those quarterbacks to be able to hold their own. It's their time to shine. If they look totally overwhelmed in that moment or whatever, then I don't like that. Let these guys do some things. So the quarterback group struggling beyond what I expect, don't want to see. Number three, a lame offensive plan. Let it rip. I've been hearing, oh, we brought Denbrock in to get a more exciting offense, blah, 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 blah. Let's see some of it. This game is not the scrimmage to get all conservative and to protect our guys in their fancy red jerseys, and we don't want to show anything on tape. Bro, for the quarterbacks and the wide receivers, you have an obligation to let some things rip. Let it rip. Now, I'm not asking you to run all the plays you want to run on Texas A&M now and put it on film. I'm not expecting that. But I do expect this to be a more lively spring game offensively than what we're used to seeing. Let it rip with these quarterbacks and these receivers. I don't want it to look all lame. Let it rip. You need that work. It's not just because John's dumb and he likes seeing passes more than runs. You have work you need to do. Four, the offense having no rhythm. That would be a big red flag to me. Again, I expect the defense to win the day. They're in year three. They have a good blend of old and young guys, like all of it. I expect the defense to win the day. I need to see the offense, though, get some flow going. Get some rhythm going with this offense. Even against our good defense, you got to find a way to get some rhythm going. Get something cooking. I'm not interested in miscommunications, mistakes. You went this way. I threw it that way. Nobody knows who to block. We're all running around and it looks like crap. Not interested. If the offense is unable to get any rhythm, red flag. Here's an item related to that. The O-line play. If the O, I do not want to see this O-line get worked over by the defense. Hold your own. Hold your own. I don't expect it to be perfect. I don't expect it to be a polished up unit. What? Hold your own. Again, I fully recognize, happy to admit, Notre Dame's defense is really good. It's tough to move the ball on them and have good O-line play against. I don't care. I need to see some. I need to see some. I just do. Like, all the plans in the world for this exciting new offense and all that you want to do, if you have bad O-line play, forget it. It's all ruined. I could see it now. You want to do all this cool stuff. The O-line can't block it. Then Riley Leonard, the only thing he could do is run around, try and make something happen on his own. That's how you crack another ankle and the guy's in a wheelchair for life. I could see it in my mind. It's the most Notre Dame-y thing that could happen. It's the most Notre Dame-y thing that could happen. I hate reporting that, but it's damn truth. So if I see that O-line get worked over and they're getting burned around the edge and they just can't like block these guys, oh baby, red flag. You ain't playing Central Michigan week one. You're playing an SEC defense with oil money paid for defensive players. They ain't messing around. O-line you. Just spare me. Let's do this. The next time I want to hear O-line you as a compliment about Notre Dame will be the day after we beat A&M and the offensive line does a good job protecting the quarterback and creating running lanes. Then let's talk about O-line U. But for now, woo, suspects. Suspects, both tackles, and you're still trying to figure out what you want to do somewhere inside. I don't trust it. So I need to see them not get worked over Saturday and look like they can at least hold their own. There is no faster way to sabotage everything Mike Denbrock wants to do at Notre Dame than quarterback injuries. You already got that. And an O-line that can't keep up. Joe Alt, good for you. Blake Fisher, you needed another year. And a lot of people got in his ear and said that he didn't, and he needs to go pro. He needed another year. So if we see them guys get worked over, why am I going to have any confidence that at A&M it's going to be better? Like, you could argue, oh, they're going to have August camp to practice. Well, okay. Okay, whatever you say. In today's fast-paced digital age, seamless and secure transactions for your business aren't a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. That's where your friends at Paisley step in. Paisley's in the business of making your business run smoother, not just as a payment processor, but as a true partner in your success and growth. Paisley's platform is intuitive. The fees are transparent. Security ironclad, processing instant, and the support team is unmatched. If you're looking to take your business to the next level anywhere in the United States, call one of the all-stars of Always Irish Radio, Chicago's very own Tom Frawley at 773-332-7742 or email him tom@paisleypartners.com for a personalized payment processing consultation addressing your unique business needs. And be sure to tell them Always Irish sent you. And here's a final thing I don't want to see. If we don't see a lot of young guys all over making plays, catching your eye with their athleticism or how fast they are or their ability to close space, whatever it is, I'm going to be upset. Now's the time to mix it up. Early enrollees, year two guys that weren't in the two deep last year. I need to see all that. Figure out who could help you on a special teams unit. Figure out who could be a niche package player for you early on in their career. Whatever it is. If we don't leave Blue and Gold with a checklist of younger guys that flashed, I'm going to be upset. That's what the spring game's for. That's what it's for. So again, things I don't want to see. More injuries. Quarterback struggling more than what I'm building in. I'm building them in a buffer. Can't be more than that. Lame offense where they don't even try and do anything cool. No rhythm on offense. Can't get anything going. O-line dominated. Don't like that. And then if the defense doesn't dominate, I'm going to be shocked. Especially the number one defense. If they don't dominate, I'm going to be shocked. And I want to see some new faces emerge there. Cherries on top. So again, my final takeaway from a lot of this is Mike Denbrock and that offense have a lot of work to do the first week of August. You got a lot of work to do. If your plan is to get in Riley Leonard back healthy and run with this, and you want that to all be fine, you're going to have a lot of work to do real quick. Doesn't help that you're still going to be trying to figure out the O-line either. You're going to have a lot of offensive questions to figure out in about 3 weeks in August. It's a tough task. Finalize the offense. Finalize the O-line. Get the wide receiver order right and get the right guys out there. Add in the tight ends and running backs. Just the quarterback, the O-line. It's all got to come together. Not going to be easy. It's going to be a tough task for Denbrock come August to tie up this offense. Here's the good news, though. Denbrock knows what it should look like. That's a lot different than a guy who's just like scrambling to put something together. Denbrock knows what a proper, appropriate, good enough finished product looks like. Therefore, he knows how far you are away from it. That gives me some confidence. He knows what he needs. He knows what it looks like. He knows what it looks like if you ain't there. Like, this guy gets it. It's not a mystery to him. It's not guesswork. He's going to know what it needs to look like. And there's a lot of work. A lot of work. So, I don't want to be an alarmist with this episode, whatever. I want to be positive. It's just I've seen so many blue and golds. I have a list of things I don't want to see, just like I do want to see. What else do you not want to see? Let me know.